At this time, Cassius 92.7 brings you the Trojan Sports Report with all the latest news on Chambersburg Trojan Athletics. Now here's your host, Chambersburg Athletic Director Jeremy Flores.
Good afternoon, Trojan Nation. Today is Wednesday, February 19th, and it is my pleasure to welcome you to the Trojan Sports Report. I'm your host, Jeremy Flores, and I want to thank you for joining us today only on 92.7 FM Trojan Radio as we recap and look ahead at what has been going on with Trojan athletics. So spring sports are just around the corner, and as a result, we will begin previewing our upcoming varsity seasons with interviews of our head coaches. And so later on this episode, we will be joined by second-year varsity girls lacrosse head coach Kira Allshouse as she reflects on last season and what we can expect from the team this spring. First up, though, let's take a look back at this past week and see how our Trojan student-athletes performed on the courts and on the mats. So first up, varsity boys basketball. Last night, the team appeared in the first round of the PIAA District 3 6A tournament on the road at J.P. McCaskey High School in Lancaster. They entered a very hostile environment as it was loud from tip-off to the final buzzer, and unfortunately, the Trojans fell just short, 70-64, to a very athletic Red Tornado team. As a result, the team finished their 2019-2020 campaign with an overall record of 16-7, and after the loss, Coach Treffler was quoted as saying, "That's kind of been our MO all year, just fighting back. My memory of this team is that they are not perfect. We were always juggling and mixing and matching things, but the one constant was the fight these guys showed. We always gave ourselves an opportunity to win, and they definitely gave themselves that opportunity last night as well." So I just want to say congratulations to the team on another excellent season. Again, that's their fifth year in a row qualifying for the postseason tournament, and I want to wish our seniors the best of luck next year in their future endeavors. And then our other team that was in action this past week was varsity wrestling. They were at the District 3 sectional tournament, which was at Mechanicsburg High School this past Friday and Saturday. The Trojans had six wrestlers qualify for the District 3 championship tournament, which will take place later on this week at Spring Grove High School. And so congratulations to Luke Mentzer, Carl Schindledecker, Anthony Colangelo, Tate Nichter, Luke Nichter, and Wyatt Hall, as they all qualified for, again, the District 3 championship tournament this upcoming weekend. The team also took first place overall at the sectional tournament with a team score of 192, which was just a half point better than our Mid-Penn Conference rival, the Cumberland Valley Eagles. So congratulations to the varsity wrestling team on starting out their individual postseason on a great note. And again, I'll talk more later on in the episode about where they will be headed this weekend. So again, that wraps up our highlights and scores from this past week. Not very much to discuss because we are in the postseason of winter sports. But if you want to check out our scores daily and our highlights daily, just follow us on Twitter or Instagram. You can follow us on both places with the handle at CASD Athletics as we do our best to post final scores there each and every evening. So we are joined here in studio today with our head varsity girls lacrosse coach, Kira Allshouse. So coach, thank you for joining us.
No problem. It's a pleasure to be here.
So obviously as we get busy in preparation for the spring season, there's a lot to do. And part of that process is reflecting upon last season. So last year being your first year coaching here for the district and now moving to your second year, I'm sure there's a lot of things you've learned in that reflection process that you might change or do differently for the upcoming year. But as we kind of reflect on last season, what were some of the things that you realized we needed to focus on as a program in order to ensure future success?
As a program, we're very young. Girls lacrosse hasn't been in the district for very long. And so one thing that myself and my assistant, Coach Hannah Schmeck, really wanted to work on is that family dynamic, to be really supportive, because since it is such a young program, we have a lot of freshmen and young girls or girls coming out who've never played the sport, never heard of it, maybe never touched a lacrosse stick. So really working on that family dynamic, that supportive dynamic, so that girls aren't afraid to come out and try something new. They don't feel like it's an issue if they drop a ball. The amount of times during any open gyms we've had where they're passing back and forth and they drop it, and we say, it doesn't matter that you drop it, it's what you do after you drop it. Go get it. Just kind of working on that positive family environment will really help the program grow throughout the years to come.
What about you specifically as a coach? What have you worked on this past offseason in order to better prepare yourself for the team?
This offseason, our lovely boosters were amazing and paid for my sis and I to go to LaxCon, which is a huge lacrosse conference in Philadelphia. This year, next year it's in Baltimore. We're going to go next year too. But my sis and I took over 9 hours of video and 13 or 14 pages of studious notes of different drills, different activities, things that we can learn to help better ourselves. I personally also worked on getting my level one coaching cert. There's one thing I personally have left to do, just educating myself on how to be the best coach I can be on and off the field, no matter what sport or specific to lacrosse, as well as watching a lot of different game tapes of high school level and collegiate level between D1, D2, and D3, and just trying to better myself to be ready for this season.
So obviously that's reflecting on last season, but you guys have been on the field several times and in the gym
yes.
the past few weeks and months.
Yes.
In preparation physically for
yes.
for the start of the season, which happens to start on March 2nd. So tell us a little bit about the offseason. What have you as a team been working on? How has that schedule looked for you all?
We have been having conditioning twice a week for an hour. They're not easy sessions. The girls, they've been bringing it. You know, there's always at least 20 minutes of straight, so, you know, long distance or, you know, long distance intermixed with some sort of sprinting in there to start, since lacrosse is a running game, and really working on that cardiovascular fitness before the season starts. And we've had a blast with it. We've had a lot of fun, a lot of laughs, but the conditioning, we've had a lot of participation this year, which is really awesome. Even in the bitter cold, they still show up, so I'll take it. And then during our open gyms, we've had them once a week on Sundays. We have music. We play games. We pass the ball, kind of shake the rust off. We've had a lot of new girls come out and just try the sport, and then they keep coming back, and they even come to conditioning, even when I make them have trouble breathing by accident. But, you know, we stand up, we stretch it out, we work through it, but really kind of working on growing the program through that, and it's been awesome to see, and our returners have been really helpful and really supportive of the new girls coming out and trying the sport, and really patient, which is wonderful to see as well.
Good, and it seems like in talking about participation and all that with you, it seems like interest in the sport really is growing here
yes.
in Chambersburg. Obviously, we now have a youth organization
which is that's huge.
Been established now for just a couple mm-hmm. years, but I think as that continues to grow and become more established, it's only going to help our participation numbers here at the high school. But it seems like numbers from last year to this year have almost doubled. Can you speak to that?
When we ended the season last year, we had 22 girls. For this season now, obviously, we don't have any turn-in, you know, confirmation, you know, no one's paid yet or anything like that, but just looking at the interest numbers, we have 35 girls interested. So really hoping all of them come out. I'd love even more to come out. We're not full. We'd love as many girls as we can, just because we want to grow the sport. And the more girls we have, the more subs we can have, the more we can learn, and they can fall in love with lacrosse just like I did.
Very cool. So obviously any season, whether it's a fall, winter, or spring sport, there's a lot of games, a lot of practices. And when it comes to spring, you start off in that cold and you work into the rain, and then hopefully by the end of the season it's warm. But there's a lot of highs and lows that come with any athletic season. And so kind of with that in mind though, what's maybe the one or two things that you are most excited about for the upcoming season?
I'm really excited to watch them grow. I mean, in our open gyms we have had girls that have never even touched a stick come in December or January, and it's, you know, middle of February now, and they practice with our returning varsity players, and we're playing and catching the ball and taking shots on goal like they've been playing for years. So I'm really excited to watch the team grow as a whole, the JV, whenever we do make teams, the JV grow, the varsity grow, watch the returners grow from the previous seasons. I'm just excited for the growth.
Awesome. So obviously every season, and I think last year you did this and this year you'll do this as a second year coach, you'll sit down with the team and set what are our goals, what do we expect to accomplish this season as a team, and of course individually as players. What are some of those goals or expectations that you have for the program this upcoming season?
I really want them to not give up. I mean, our conference is really challenging. There's a very large spectrum of levels of teams. There are some teams that, you know, we know going up against that they're really, really good, and it's going to be a really hard game. And some teams where we're going into, oh, like, you know, we can be competitive in this game, you know, when you look at just the numbers. And my goal is to have them have the attitude of we can be competitive in every game. You know, it doesn't matter what the score says, we can be competitive. We can make them work for that win, or we can make them work to try to have us not win. But be competitive, you know, don't give up, and be supportive even when the score isn't in our favor. Be supportive of one another.
So
Again, you talked about our conference, the different levels of play that the teams bring to the table, and it's not an easy conference in any sport. In fact, I would argue it's probably one of the toughest conferences in the entire state for most sports. But when you look at your schedule, what are maybe one or two matchups that kind of you and the team might circle this season, that's one win we really want to get, or one team that we really kind of want to take it to them on the field?
Different girls would say different ones just for personal reasons. But, you know, just as a coach thinking about the team as a whole, there's a couple games that, you know, last year we might have won by one, or was you might we you know, against Carlisle we lost by one, but it was one of the best games I've ever seen my girls play. So, you know, certain Carlisle I'm really excited for. That was a really competitive game. Both teams were playing at the top of their A game, and we lost by one, and it was an amazing game to coach. So I'm really excited for that one again this year. It's at the end of our season, which is also nice because we get to grow. Both teams get to grow throughout the entire season. And I'm also really excited for Central Dolphin East. Last year we won by one. It was early on in the season. It was our first win. It was an amazing feeling, and I'm really excited to play them again. And hopefully we can win again, and hopefully maybe by more than one this time.
Good deal. So as we kind of end this interview here, just some final thoughts. We've talked a lot about how girls lacrosse is an up-and-coming sport. It's growing. We want to generate interest in the sport. And maybe not a lot of people know that we even have a Chambersburg girls lacrosse team here in the district. I mean, we're probably in year 6 or 7 as a program, which is still very young when you think about things in the grand scheme of things. What is it exactly that you would want the Chambersburg community to know about girls lacrosse?
We're a growing family, and, you know, we, as the players, the coaches, we can't wait for this season to start. I had players emailing me in December going, "Coach, can we start open gym?" And I said, "Sure, of course we can." And we got it set up. But we are growing. We're so excited. It's a hard sport. There's a lot that goes into it, but it is a blast to learn to play. And the girls are so supportive of one another. Anytime a new girl comes and's never played before, you know, you have 4 or 5 girls being like, "Hey, try this," or, "Oh, great job pulling the stick," or, "That was a great throw," supporting one another. So we're really working on building that culture. And as I said, we're a growing family. We can always add a couple more. So we're really excited for this season.
Awesome. Well, thank you for joining us here today. And good luck here on March 2nd with the start of your season. I know you guys with tryouts and practices, it'll be a tough start. But then, you know, Chambersburg community, come on out to Trojan Stadium on Saturday, March 7th, as the Chambersburg Girls Lacrosse will host their annual multi-team scrimmage that they call the Shamrock Shootout. It's going to be a week earlier than normal because of SATs on the 14th. But again, like I said, come out to Trojan Stadium on March 7th at 9 a.m. and watch the varsity and JV girls lacrosse teams in action. Good luck.
Thank you.
So if you are just now tuning in, we would like to welcome you to the Trojan Sports Report here on 92.7 FM Trojan Radio. You can join us here live every Wednesday at 1:30 p.m. or listen to a rebroadcast at 4:30 p.m. every Wednesday as well. So as we kind of round out today's show, I want to preview the upcoming events for later this week and this month, so that you guys can stay just up to date on where our teams are competing. So for tomorrow, Thursday, February 20th, that is the spring sports parent meeting. Like I said, our spring sports start on March 2nd. So if you are a parent of a student athlete interested in a spring sport, please plan on attending that meeting. That will take place tomorrow in the Cassius Auditorium at 6:30 p.m. Then on Friday and Saturday, February 21st and 22nd, that is when our varsity wrestling team, those 6 qualifiers that I mentioned earlier here, will be competing in the District 3 Championship Tournament. This year, that will take place at Spring Grove High School. So on Friday, they start wrestling at 5 p.m., and then on Saturday, they will start wrestling at 10 a.m. That's a change from past years when that was held either at Hershey Giant Center or the old Hershey Park Arena. So if you are interested in that, make sure you actually travel to Spring Grove this year and not Hershey. Then early next week, on Monday, February 24th, we will be partnering with Wellspan Sports Medicine to host an opportunity for any athlete that still needs their spring sports physical to get that here at Cassius. So that event will take place in the Cassius Fieldhouse from 4 to 7 p.m. No pre-registration or appointments are necessary, as it's all for walk-ins. And the cost is $25 per physical per individual. And then for more information on specifics, please visit our district website, which is www.cassius.com. www.casdonline.org as our communications director, Brian Miller, posted an article there on the front page. And then you can also check out our social media accounts for more details as well. So again, if you still are in need of your physical for spring sports, don't wait till the last minute. Stop by Cassius in the Fieldhouse on Monday the 24th to get that from Wellspan Sports Medicine. And then one last thing for today's show. Last week I mentioned that we would talk a little bit about our new athletic website today, and I want to do a little bit about that here at the end of the episode. So we have a new athletics website via Presto Sports that will be officially released to the public on the first day of our spring sports season, which will be Monday, March 2nd. That website can be visited at www.casdathletics.com. So nice and easy and simple, but you can also visit it by clicking on the athletics tab on the top of the main district website. So this new website, I'm extremely excited about it. It's been months, several months in the making, and a lot of people have been involved in its creation. But I strongly believe that this is going to have a huge impact on our athletics programs in terms of our online presence, because as many of you know, just the newspaper coverage locally has really changed a lot in the last few years as things have started to become more online and there's less print. So I know it's harder and harder to find final scores and just even box scores of games to see how our teams performed throughout the week. And so I'm excited about that. I think this new website is going to really help with that. And it's going to be a lot more like what you typically would find on a collegiate athletics department website. In fact, Presto Sports, their main client, along with Sidearm Sports, is college athletics websites. And so we're excited that they've actually taken us on as a client. And again, like I said, we're going to have a much bigger presence on our website. So if you would like to have a sneak peek at what this is going to look like, again, please visit our spring sports parent meeting tomorrow night, where I will be presenting that to all of those in attendance and kind of taking them through some of the new features that they can expect to find on that website. But again, it will be officially released to the public on Monday, March 2nd. So keep an eye out for that announcement. So that wraps up today's show. For more Trojan Athletics information, please follow us on Twitter at CASD Athletics. Follow us on Instagram at CASD Athletics. And then check out our current website, which is www.casdonline.org/athletics. So thank you for listening in. We will be back next Wednesday on the 26th at 1:30 p.m. for another episode of the Trojan Sports Report, only on 92.7 FM Trojan Radio. And don't forget to listen to a rebroadcast of today's show at approximately 4:30 p.m. this afternoon. Go Trojans!
You've been listening to the Trojan Sports Report with Chambersburg Athletic Director Jeremy Flores. Join us every Wednesday at 1:30 for another episode of the Trojan Sports Report, only on 92.7 Trojan Radio.